Hello and welcome to Meiwei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Coffell, and in this episode, Janet Borges discusses the great harmonizing prescription, Shao Chai Hutong. Janet Borges is a licensed acupuncturist and graduate from the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in San Francisco in 2002. She was originally licensed in California and now maintains a thriving private practice in Richmond, Virginia. In addition, she has been a representative and consultant for Meiwei Herbs for over 20 years, as well as serving on national and state boards for the advancement of the East Asian medicine profession.
Hello, this is Janet Borges, and today we have an article for you from our newsletter archives written by Professor Mark W. Frost. Mark has been in practice as a licensed acupuncturist in San Francisco for more than 30 years and was previously chair of the Herbal Medicine Department at the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine, where he taught in both the master's and doctoral programs and served as a clinical supervisor. He is the author of numerous articles on Chinese herbal medicine, has been an invaluable resource for his many students, and has presented his work at several TCM conferences. So we know that harmonizing is one of the eight treatment methods used in traditional Chinese medicine. Initially within the Shanghanlun, Zhang Zhongjing was the first physician to utilize the term harmonious to describe the action of herbal formulas. And in this case, he was specifically referring to Shao Cheng Qi Tong and Guizhi Tong. Later, in discussion illuminating the principles of cold damage that was written in 1156, Cheng Wuji applied the concept of harmonization specifically to the treatment of Shaoyang disorders. Quote, "Where there is cold damage pathogen in the exterior, one must seep it from the body as sweat. When the pathogen is located in the interior, one must flush and scour it out as diarrhea. When it is neither in the exterior nor the interior, but half outside and half inside, inducing sweating is not appropriate, nor do vomiting or purgation provide an answer. In this case, it is appropriate to resolve by harmonization. Shao Chai Hutong is the formula that harmonizes the interior and exterior." End quote. The modern definition of the harmonizing method in TCM originally comes from the Academy of Chinese Medicine by physicians who were engaged in the systemization of traditional Chinese medicine in the 1950s and 1960s. Quote, "The definition of the harmonizing method refers to harmonizing in a narrow sense. Harmonizing carries the meaning of moderate use of dredging and resolving strategies. It brings to balance complex conditions that present with symptom pictures of interior-exterior, excess deficiency, and cold heat, as well as conditions of overabundance and debility that exist in the yin and yang organs, yin and yang, and qi and blood." That's the end quote. So now, in the contemporary practice of TCM, harmonizing prescriptions fall into four subcategories: Shaoyang disorders, liver and spleen disharmonies, stomach and intestine disharmonies, and malarial disorders. The classic formula, Shao Chai Hutong, was first recorded in the Shanghanlun and is the basis for nearly all prescriptions found in the harmonizing category. The Shaoyang region, associated with the Sanjiao and gallbladder channels, is said to lie between the body's exterior and interior. So because the Shaoyang is neither internal or external, releasing the exterior or purging the interior can damage the qi and therefore aggravate the illness. Harmonization, which is the moderate use of dredging the interior and resolving the exterior, must be used in this circumstance. The Shanghanlun states that Shaoyang patterns are initially caused by wind cold penetrating the surface, transforming into heat without form. This pattern is a transitional stage between the Tai Yang and Yang Ming. It was observed that the qi, especially of the spleen and stomach, is no longer strong enough to drive the pathogen back out through the surface of the body. The pathogen then enters into the intermediary region of the Shaoyang, disharmony between interior and exterior results, and the subsequent symptoms of alternating fever and chills will reveal the nature of the clinical picture. One of the most common diagnostic tools traditionally used to confirm the location of an exterior pattern is to identify the type of fever present. A Taiyang pattern is generally indicated by fever and chills, fever without chills indicates a Yang Ming pattern, and alternating fever and chills indicates a Shaoyang pattern. However, it should be noted that many patients with a Shaoyang disorder do not experience clearly identifiable sensations of alternating fever and chills. While this symptom is certainly a sign of Shaoyang pattern, it often manifests in a more subtle form. In contemporary times, most patients with Shaoyang patterns will deny experiencing alternating fever and chills. However, if you ask them if they experience periods of mild flushing and mild sensations of feeling chilled, they will usually respond in the affirmative. This is a subtle but important diagnostic observation and confirms the Shaoyang diagnosis. Additional Shaoyang symptoms can include dry throat, a bitter taste in the mouth, fullness of the ribs and hypochondriac region, mild dizziness or vertigo, poor appetite or digestive upset, and restlessness, irritability, or depressed mood. The pulse is most often wiry, bowstring, and the tongue frequently has a mild, dusky appearance. As is common in many modern presentations of TCM patterns, the symptoms and signs seen today are often mild versions of the traditional pattern picture. This is especially true of Shaoyang patterns. This pathology is not uncommon and very often goes unidentified by contemporary practitioners who are looking for more overt symptomology. So let's talk about the prescription itself. Shaochai Hutong is formulated to clear and dispel constrained heat trapped in the Shaoyang, tonify the qi, and harmonize interior and exterior. Chai Hu, as the chief herb, is the most effective herb in the pharmacopoeia for resolving Shaoyang channel constraint. In addition, Chai Hu dredges the liver and gallbladder qi, relieves distension of the ribs and hypochondriac region, and eases restlessness, irritability, and depressed mood. It is important to note that according to TCM theory, the liver regulates the body's 24-hour cycle, ensures the smooth flow of qi and blood, regulates the emotions, and influences the digestive system function. So practically speaking, this can be taken to mean that the functions of the nervous system are functions ascribed to the TCM concept of the liver. Therefore, since Chai Hu is an herb that regulates the liver, we can understand why Chai Hu has the ability to relieve distension of the ribs and hypochondriac region, dizziness, vertigo, restlessness, irritability, and depressed mood. Huangqin is the deputy herb and clears heat from the liver and gallbladder, releases constraint, resolves toxins, and vents pathogenic influence in the Shaoyang. Huangqin and Chai Hu function together to harmonize the liver and gallbladder and resolve Shaoyang constraint. Chai Hu, being spicy and cool, smooths and frees the liver while also raising the gallbladder qi. Huangqin, being bitter and cold, clears constrained gallbladder heat and sedates rising liver yang. Its bitter flavor also directs qi downward, while its light and clear aroma disperses constraint. The assistants, prepared bansha and shengjiang, transform turbid phlegm in the middle jiao, direct rebellious qi downward, and stop nausea and vomiting. Their warm and aromatic quality also benefits spleen and stomach function, dispels constraint, and supports the appetite. The other assistants, Renshen, Dazhao, and Ganzhao, combine to strengthen the qi, prevent pathogenic influences from going deeper, and assist in supporting the lungs' role to regulate and consolidate the surface. Finally, Shengjian and Dazhao also regulate the yin and wei qi and assist Chai Hu in releasing the exterior aspect of this pattern. In addition to Chai Hu Tong's efficacy in resolving the traditional Shaoyang pattern, in contemporary clinical practice, it is used for a variety of modern presentations. So here is a list of 8 of these additional applications. Number 1, external pathogenic conditions where alternating warmth and chilled feelings are present. Number 2, digestive disorders associated with stomach and liver qi stagnation. Number 3, emotional complaints associated with a Shaoyang presentation that can include anxiety, irritability, depressed mood, or alternating emotional symptoms. Number 4, gastrointestinal disorders associated with concurrent liver qi stagnation, spleen deficiency, and damp heat. Number 5 is digestive and emotional complaints or hypochondriac area discomfort following an external pathogenic condition. Number 6, lingering pathogen conditions or patterns. Number 7, to assist in clearing irritability, anger, and resentment, and in preventing the consequences of repressed emotions. And finally, number 8, this formula can be used as a regular constitutional treatment to help maintain physical, emotional, and mental balance in those with a Shaoyang constitution. In terms of cautions and contraindications, Shaochai Hutong is contraindicated for patients taking interferon. It is also contraindicated in conditions of excess above and deficiency below, and for liver fire presentations. You would use it with caution in patients that have liver yang rising and hypertension. To conclude, Shaochai Hutong is a unique prescription within the TCM formulary, combining gentle tonification of the qi, strengthening of the spleen and stomach, harmonizing of the liver and gallbladder, and regulating of the surface. Additionally, the special complementary pairing of Chaihu and Huangqin frees the liver and gallbladder, both enlivening and relaxing the nervous system, emotions, and the spirit. Essentially, this formula strengthens and eases, ascends and descends, consolidates and frees. This is the very definition of harmonization. We hope you have enjoyed this review of one of our most versatile and well-loved formulas within traditional Chinese medicine. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for tuning into this episode on the Great Harmonizing Prescription, Shaochai Hutong, which was presented by Janet Borges and written and researched by Mark W. Frost. To read this information, click the link in the episode description. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. In next week's episode, you will hear from Dr. Sky Sturgeon on differential diagnosis for evil qi. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again, wishing you a happy and healthy May. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. This month on Chinese Medicine Matters, we're focusing on women's health. We'll explore a wide array of topics related to women's health at different stages of life. So stay tuned for informative episodes you won't want to miss. And we're excited to offer a special discount on our Women's Health Formulas category the entire month of May. Practitioners use code WOMEN24 at checkout on meiwei.com to receive a 15% discount. And remember to sign up for the Meiwei Herbs newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. The episode description includes a link to sign up. And thanks again for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.